Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp about safety when using generators and space heaters.
With the cold weather, kind of getting off the road, staying home, generators can definitely help people out. What are some safety tips for using those?
You bet. That's one of our big things with the winter storm is the possibility of losing power. You know, and make sure if you're going to use a generator, number one, it's hooked up properly. Whether or not you've had an electrician install, you know, an actual generator plug to hook to, or if you've, you know, done something to set up to where you can run a cord into the house, you know, maybe you've got a cord. Some people have a cord on their furnace so that they can run a regular extension cord in to run their furnace. I know of people that have done that, you know, if the power's going to be out for a long time, to run their refrigerator to their freezer for a while to help keep it cold. You know, number one, don't use them inside. I mean, you hear every year about somebody that had their generator running in their garage or in a breezeway or something like that, thinking they'd be fine, and that carbon monoxide has worked its way into the home. You know, and carbon monoxide can be such a slow killer, where you don't even know that that's what has happened to you and stuff like that. Make sure that whatever type of cord you're using to run off of it is properly sized, you know, for the voltage and whatnot that you're going to be, that your generator is and stuff like that. You know, try not to use it constantly. It's kind of like the heater in the car thing, you know. Use it to warm up, you know, whether it's space heaters plugged into that furnace, doing the, you know, move it around and have it on the refrigerator a while, have it on the freezer for a while, you know, maybe having it run that space heater for a while, things like that. Make sure, just like your car, you take time to get it serviced ahead of time. Good fresh gas. Don't know how many times I've heard the story about the generator that first time they went to use it, it wouldn't start, wouldn't stay running. Well, they figured out that the gas had been in it for a year and a half, 2 years. You know, take time to do your duty. It's that preparation thing. Now's our time to be prepared. So that's probably some of the biggest things about that. Another thing on generators is make sure that you're not back feeding onto the line. It's very dangerous for our linemen out there that work for the electric company and stuff like that. You know, that's why it's important to just run that cord in and plug that appliance in through the cord or whatnot. You don't want to backfeed your whole system and things like that. You can overtax your generator. If you don't shut your main breaker off, you can be backfeeding juice back into the line, which could hurt somebody, you know, outside the home.
And then you mentioned space heaters. I know that with colder weather, a lot of people like having those going, try and keep places warm, especially if they don't have central heating. But there's also some dangers to using them as well.
Oh, absolutely. Space heaters can be very, very dangerous. I mean, number one, you want to keep it about 3 foot away from anything that's possibly combustible, you know, because you don't want to overheat some flammable surface, you know, like the drapes or bedding or, you know, clothes on the floor or whatnot. Having a good space heater, the space heaters now have a safety switch in the bottom of them, most of them. If you got a space heater that doesn't have a safety switch in the bottom, I'd highly recommend getting a different one and replacing it. You know, between pets running around and grandkids running around and this, that, the other thing, you want to make sure that if that would get tipped over, that it'll shut off and stuff like that. Having one that's thermostatically controlled is important. You don't want to leave a space heater on when you go to bed. Put a couple extra blankets on the bed instead and stuff like that, because that's just, you know, that's like leaving a lit candle in a room. You know, a space heater running at night when you're asleep is not a good plan. Too many things can happen. Try not to use an extension cord is another important thing for space heaters. If you do have to use an extension cord, make sure it's a heavy enough one that's rated for what you're needing to do. Those little green and black appliance extension cords are not a good thing to be running a space heater off of. You can actually cause that to melt down or the insulation gets soft, somebody steps on it, crosses the wires, you can be setting carpet or drapes or who knows what on fire, and it's not even around the space heater.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.